We are in Simin Shin Tes Vav. We're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing Yud and Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Talis Kfula. Shahoyu Olea Chutin. Shoyisatlua Behem Me'erev Shabbos. Mutul Natoso Mutulafarka V'chena Paroches. What is this? What we are referring to is that you have a rod between two walls, and you put up a folded over talis. Folded over beged. Now, what's the problem? The problem is that it does have something of a roof. The halacha is, though, that we do not call it an ol arai because it has strings that it's made to hang by. Therefore, we say that it's as if it was already rolled out a tefach, and you're just adding to it. Now, there's a big machlokas Rishonim over here of exactly what we're talking about. It's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. The sheet of the Rach and the Rambam is that we are talking about when you have an ohel of pachas mitefach, which makes it an ohel arai all the time. It could never be a doraisa. It is made to have something on top, but it's less than a tefach. There the halachi is that it's a derabonon. And the Rabbanan said that if it has strings to signify that it belongs there, it's as if it was sitting there beforehand and it's mutter to spread out. However, if you're dealing with something where once you spread it out, it will be more than a tefach, there it's considered an ol, like an ol kavua, and the fact that it has strings will not help you. It had to have been that there was a tefach open before, and then you're allowed to extend it further. This is the Shitas Rach and Rambam. Rashi's sheet is that if there are strings, it's mutter under all circumstances. We come out lahalacha, the way the Magen Avraham's maskan is, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, like the Rach and the Rambam, that strings will only help you to consider it already having been there when you're dealing with something where the roof is less than a tefach. In a case where it's got a tefach, the halacha is that the chutin aren't going to help you. Now, one other thing. This is also going to be a mechitza. In a mechitza, we learned the halacha that a mechitza saroi is mutter, but a mechitza hamateris is aser. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in the case where you have a mechitza hamateris, but it's got strings, that's not going to help you either. A mechitza hamateris will be aser to put up, even though everyone knows that that's where it belongs because it has strings for that purpose. Sif Yud Aleph, Kilas Chasanim, a canopy over a bed. We're talking about a canopy in Hilchos Sukkah. We learned about the different kinds of canopies. This is a canopy where there is one rod on either side of the bed, and then this piece of material is spread out over it, and it ends up forming like a tent-like structure. She'ein begago tefach, if at the very top it's not a tefach wide. V'lo bepachas migimel samach lagaga rochav tefach. And it is very, the angle is such that if within three tefachim of the top, you will not have, within a tefach, you will not have a tefach at any point of width within three tefachim within three tefachim from the top. So the halachi is, hol shim utukenes lakach, since it was prepared for that purpose before Shabbos, mutter lintoso, mutter lafarka, you're allowed to put it on and take it off. As long as it is not rolling a tefach, as long as it doesn't end above the bed a tefach, because then the saw that tefach is as if it's completed, they become the walls, and then the whole thing becomes a gag. It means a gag does not have to be straight. But if the gag has no mechitzis, then the gag itself becomes mechitzis, and you don't have a roof. Whereas if you have a tefach on each side that is straight, either because it's open, and then we complete it by way of lovewood, or because it actually comes down straight over there, they become the mechitzes, and the whole thing becomes a gag. So what we get out of Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph is that whenever you do not have a horizontal roof of one tefach, the halachi is that so long as it is nikkur that is meant for use, either because you set it aside for that purpose, you know, this was made as the kila, or you put strings on it, and as in the case of the doubled over talis, the halachi is that Chazal allowed you to make it. Because even if you would make it on Shabbos, since it's less than a tefach, it's an ol arai, which is a derabanan, when it was metukin lakach, or it has strings, Chazal were matir lechatchila. Whereas if it's got a tefach, strings and being making it before Shabbos do not help.